This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear, dear friend, Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Fresh off the Olympics. I didn't go to the Olympics. I watched them all weekend. But Rob Shooter, I don't know about you, but I feel like every 4 years, I should like get up and like start training for the Olympics for 4 years from now. But you know, it never happens. It's so exciting.
Looking at these perfect bodies on TV is something, isn't it? You know what? I don't know what it is this year. Maybe it's because we've had such a lousy year, but this year they've particularly caught my interest. Most years, every 4 years, or maybe every 2 years with the Winter Olympics, I don't pay that much attention. But this year,
they're covered in the winter. They're covered. You don't see how strong they truly are underneath that ski coat.
This year, I've really, really got into it. So go Team USA. Let's get into our show too with as much enthusiasm, because we've got a lot of gossip today. Hey, what time is it, everybody?
Oh, it is Monday tea time.
Monday tea time. So Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are traveling now with their own photographer. I've got the exclusive dish here. So while vacationing on a yacht in the south of France, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck brought their own photographer to make sure those first official Instagram pictures were perfect. So sources tell me Jen and Ben put on quite a show for their official photographer, who was standing just a few feet away from them on the yacht. So the whole passionate scene might have looked like it was spur of the moment, but in reality, the candid moment of passion was actually carefully planned, staged, set up with their own photographer. Sources continue to say, Jennifer's not stupid. She knows the business of celebrity better than anybody. Jennifer wanted to control the first pictures of her and Ben kissing. Nobody knows better than Jennifer that a picture is worth a thousand words. So expect to see lots more pictures of the couple on vacation. Garrett, do you travel with your own official photographer?
No, but after this, I might as well. I should. So you're telling me that they didn't plan the recreation of a photo they took literally 20 years ago with Ben's hand on Jennifer's butt and just hanging out on the yacht? That wasn't natural.
Really?
That was I was thinking about this, though, Rob Shooter. Like, a picture like that. So the picture we're talking about right now is they're on a yacht mm-hmm. 20 years ago. Ben Affleck, younger, has his hand on Jennifer's butt, and she's looking out into the ocean. Mm. They recreated it, I guess, over the weekend.
Yes.
They had to have talked about uh-huh. that. You know, like, can't imagine. I can't remember a photo I took 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Well,
and for them to still have that in your head.
Yeah, but that's sort of an iconic picture of those two. It was in her music video. It was on all the covers of the magazines.
Right.
So you know the two of them are sitting in the yacht, and they're gossiping away, and they enjoy being J-Lo and Ben. They do enjoy
it.
And they're very aware of who they are too. So you know they're like, oh, Jen, today let's recreate that picture. Let's go up on the deck. Let me lie next to you, and I'll slap your bottom and kick, kick,
do you
kick,
think
kick,
Ben's
kick.
Been sitting on that for now for about like 10 years?
Oh, going, longer. He's been like, I've got to recreate chance. That picture. I got it. That picture's going to get me back in the headlines. So once again, don't feel bad for celebrities. They often enjoy this attention. Jennifer is no fool when it comes to the media. I think she has a new song out, so she certainly wants to be in the press. She wants us talking about her. Ben likes the press as much as J-Lo does. Remember when he was dating Ana de Armas? Remember that?
Yes.
And they went for walks together with their dog and the photographers. It was like a pack of photographers. And maybe
do you think Ben knows them by first name?
I bet
now?
He does. I bet he does. I bet he buys him a cup of coffee. I bet he's like, I'll see you tomorrow at 7 a.m. It's going to be an early walk tomorrow. So they know what's going on here. So that spur of the moment kiss, you'll see the pictures today. Trust me, you will see the pictures today. They were set up deliberately. And then Jennifer made it official on her Instagram page by posting these pictures. A giveaway is they always look just a little too good. If you look what Jennifer's wearing, she's very accessorized. It's not a pair of flip-flops. It's not like a dirty bikini, you know, one that you just throw on. And Ben looks very styled too. His hair looks too good to be just caught by accident. What do you think?
Well, but you know what the other thing too I noticed? They actually look better older.
They look,
you know,
great.
What I mean? Like,
they
looking back at the photo from when they're on the boat in the music mm-hmm. video, it's like they look young, yes.
Yes.
20 years ago, you expect that. But for something, I don't know, with age and just like, they look better.
Yeah, they do. Or maybe Jennifer got a better camera. I don't know. You don't even know. Better lighting.
Better lighting.
Jennifer. So they look incredible, which brings us to our poll question of the day. J-Lo and Ben are sharing steamy kissing pictures. She's in a bikini. It was actually her birthday too. Is this too much? Is this too much, or is it not enough? How do you feel when you see that couple making out in front of you? Normally, we sort of think, oh, put it away. However, if it's J-Lo and Ben, is it too much, or do we want more kissy, kissy, kissy? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
All right, let's talk about Kate Beckinsale. Mm. So here's something interesting. Now, like, you normally hear this outside of pandemic era, and you think, oh my God, what kind of like parent are you? But apparently Kate Beckinsale didn't see her daughter for almost 2 years now because of the pandemic. So she was acting in Canada, and her daughter was here in New York. And of course, with travel restrictions, it made it hard for anybody to see anybody, especially being in another country from the United States. So and the interesting thing was, as soon as the story came out, it's like one of those things. And maybe you could tell me as a publicist, it's like you pretty much put your foot in your mouth. You say something like that, and then literally that day she meets up with her daughter at JFK Airport. Like you put yourself out there and you say that, and then all of a sudden you're with your daughter. So
right.
Do you do that so you don't have to face the backlash of like you haven't seen your daughter in 2 years? I don't know.
We should point out too, her daughter is 22 years old. So when I first
Correct.
Heard this story, I was like, this is child abuse. This is outrageous. And I didn't really think about the daughter. Her name is Lily Mo Sheen, and it's her daughter with actor Michael Sheen. But she is 22 years old. Even so, it is a long time to go without seeing your daughter.
Thank God for FaceTime, as she has said. I mean, it is true. Like, I think I've connected with more people over the last 2 years via phone and just like we're doing this podcast over the computer than I would in person, you know?
Right.
I would see you in person.
You can't do something, you really want to do it. So
exactly.
Those days you can see a friend any night for drinks, you always put it off. But when you're told you can't do it, that's when you really want to do it. It is an interesting timing. So she told told this story that she hadn't seen her daughter in 2 years. I think she was on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy. She was on Jimmy Fallon's show.
Fallon,
and she
yeah,
told
yeah.
Jimmy this story. What happens is before you go on these shows, a producer says to the celebrities, they do pre-interviews. They don't just turn up and have a chit-chat. It's quite arranged and staged and produced. And so before they go on the shows, Kate will have done an interview with a producer and the producer will have said, Kate, do you have any stories about the pandemic? We've got to talk about what have you done? How has it affected you? And Kate said, oh, actually, I do. I didn't see my daughter in 2 years. That's a good story. And Jimmy would be, oh, yes, I love that story. The problem with the story is that her daughter's based in New York, which is exactly where Kate was to film Jimmy.
Right down the block.
I know. So
they could have had a reunion right on the show.
Jimmy should have said, boom, boom, and opened the curtain, and here she is, your daughter. So it's a good
They should have
story.
Done this on Maury. Yes. Like forget Fallon. They should have done this on Maury Povich.
It's a really good story. But the day she told it, she was actually in the same city as her daughter. I know, a little shady there. Cher is talking about going on vacation with Britney Spears. I love this story. So Cher said she is ready to meet Britney wherever she wants, whenever she wants. All this started when Britney put up a post saying she was thinking about visiting Saint-Tropez with Cher and eating ice cream. Really lovely. So Cher saw this and she responded and she said, when Britney's finally free, I'm taking her to Saint-Tropez and we'll eat ice creams to her heart's content. Britney went on to add that Cher was always one of her favourite singers when she was growing up and she loved to dress up like Cher. I hope these two go on vacation once Britney is free. I like these
Imagine
two
Cher and Britney without a top on, like that Instagram. I mean,
this will be so exciting. And I also think, too, Britney having a mentor in show business, somebody who's gone through this extreme, extreme level of fame and success and come out of it relatively unscathed, would be really helpful for Britney. I think Cher should take over this sort of maternal role. Do you think?
Right, well, yeah. I mean, I think the mentor thing would be the perfect thing. But here's the thing. Britney's said, like, I'm not going to go back on stage. So it's like, maybe just a friend
maybe,
in general. Maybe
better.
That's what she needs.
Even better.
Like, just a
we
friend.
We all
not
need
like...
just a friend. Not a work friend. Just a friend in life. Britney and Cher, bring it on. What's going on with Chris Martin?
Remember almost 2 years ago, they were getting married
engaged,
and like
yeah.
they were running away. Like, but they're still together. Mm-hmm. They're doing almost like a Ben Affleck Jennifer thing where they're hanging out on boats and having romantic dinners. Matt Rob Schuder, like, remember dating it, like for the first time? Like
it's
the
nice.
Simple you went out to what? A restaurant?
Right.
You went out to a bar, maybe you walked around the park. These celebrities are going on boats, like very expensive like boats. Like I couldn't even imagine. You know, they were in Spain, they were arm to arm. It's one of those things like you see in one of those Netflix movies where it's just a bunch of rich people hanging out, falling in love together. He purchased a home back in October, and so they have a great relationship. And of course, you know, Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow, they were married, they have children. They hang out together. They spend Sunday dinners together. Like, you know, so I guess you find a way to make it work, but it's still like being the girlfriend and with your ex, but you think you're going
to
get married.
It seems so
you know?
Crazy to me, but I like that they pull it off. I like that they're all happy. And it does get to show you can be celebrities out and about, even on a yacht, and not cause the sensation and the press that Jen and Ben do create.
Well, they don't have their photographers.
They don't have their own photographer there. They don't have their own photographer. So the pictures aren't as good. These two are an interesting couple because they don't really like being in the spotlight that much. And
right.
We sort of forget about them a little bit. Like when I found out about them in Spain, I was like, oh gosh, I forgot that they were even together. But they are. They're still together. No,
and it's their personalities.
Yes.
They, like Chris Martin is very like very quiet and reserved. Mm. And like when you're around him, he'll be very conversational. He'll want to know like what size shirt you're wearing and you know things like that.
Specific.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I was holding a book when I met mm-hmm. him once, and he goes, hey, who's the author of that book? And he takes the book and he starts flipping through the pages to be like, you know what? I think I'll pick this up.
Huh. So I hope that's it was my book, Garrett.
It's not out yet. Oh, that's it's pre-order. Right. That's why? Right. That's right. Unless I'm carrying around the computer going, "Hey, look at this pre-order that I just got." Like, I mean, that's one thing. And then Dakota Johnson, same thing. She's very quiet and reserved. Yes. Like, she's not like she's not on the other end of the
J-Lo
spectrum.
And Ben, when they walk right, into exactly. the studio or wherever you meet them, my goodness, I love it. It's lots of fireworks. Quickly before we get a break, Prince Harry's old friends in London are saying that they will break ranks and tell their side of the story if Harry slams them in this new memoir. This new memoir is getting so much attention, and now Harry's friends from Eton, that's a very fancy school in Britain, ooh. And the army are nervous about what he might say about them in their book. Let me point this out, guys. You are not his number one priority in this book. If he's telling gossip about his days at Eton, we've missed the point of the book. The book is about the royal family. Like, we want to hear about Kate and William and Granny. I don't
You know, there's that one friend, like, let's call him David. David is so like, you know, he's going to write this book and it's all going to be
Dave,
about
Dave,
me.
It's not Dave, it's not about you. We don't know who you are. Now, they did go to school. Harry did go to school with Eddie Redmayne. I know, the Oscar winner. Yeah. So maybe if there's a few gossips about Eddie, was very untidy in the dorm room and never made his bed. Sort of interesting, but doesn't quite compare to Buckingham Palace. But nevertheless, friends are telling the Daily Mail that they do think it's hypocritical that Harry has got rid of friends who have talked about him in the past to the press. So if you talk about Harry in the press, you're cut off. Now, bye-bye. He might be doing the same to them. He might be talking about them in the press. We'll wait and see on this book. But I think, guys,
can we have a ranking friendship? Like, I like this idea. Let's have a friendship where we cannot break rank.
Can't break rank. Like, my friends wouldn't talk about me if I became super famous.
Agreed. But the idea of friends breaking rank as if they're a part of the hierarchy of the royal family. They're friends. They're like associates.
Although I think a lot of them have gone too. He doesn't really stay in touch with many of them, so they're probably already feeling their noses have been pushed a little out of joint. But guys, calm down. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Virgil. Hey Garrett, yes. Let's get to the polls. Da da da. Thank you.
Boom.
That's not the official.
Your results.
That's not the fanfare, but we'll take it. Prince Harry will address who his real father is in his memoir. So there's been lots of rumours. Is Prince Charles really Harry's father? He's going to address this in the book. Is this the right move or the wrong move? Let's have a look here at the results. Ooh, 68% believe it's the right move. Hey, if you're going to do a tell-all book, if you're going to do a memoir, you got to talk about the biggest rumour in your life, which is, who's your dad? So I think it's the right move too. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our noises of the day.
Oh, here we go. Well, here's something super interesting, and she's been in the press a lot over the last 2 weeks. Dolly Parton just leaving a comment on Kim Kardashian's photo, and I want to believe with my dearest of hearts that Dolly is on Instagram, maybe has one of the bigger iPads
and just
you know, scrolls and you know, sees photos that she likes, like Kim Kardashian hanging out in a bikini on a boat. Again, the boats are back.
Boats.
You know, this is a very
boat. We need a boat.
If you're listening right now and you have access to one of these boats that these celebrities have, Rob Shooter and I will create the Ben Jennifer photo. I will be Jennifer. Rob, you can play Ben.
My hand must be on your bottom. Okay,
yes, we will create it. But here's the interesting thing. Like, fans notice. Like, it's not one of those things. Like, if you like a photo, like you and I like Kim Kardashian's photo, not a lot of people are going to notice. But when Dolly Parton likes a photo,
Dolly!
It gets 13,000 comments based off of that.
I love her.
You know, and Dolly even commented saying, "You're doing great, sweetie," commenting over there. So it's so interesting. And
Dolly's clever,
you know,
Dolly's clever because that's Kris Jenner's catchphrase.
Exactly. So it means she's watched the Kardashians, which is another, like, I can't imagine Dolly sitting down on Sunday night.
I can.
But it's that celebrity thing. I just don't see celebrities sitting down watching. But they do. That's the interesting thing about it.
Our nicest of the day, Dolly Parton. And now our naughtiest of the day, naughty. Hey, the palace has not added Lilibet's name to the line of succession weeks after she was born.
Let's sneak in and write it in.
On their royal website, they have the line of succession. Lilibet is 8 in line to the throne. time. Her name has not yet been added below her brother's Archie's name. Currently below his name is the Duke of York. What is going on now? Insiders tell me. The palace could be making a point here because, yes, it might take them a day or so to update their website. But now it's been kind of a while and they still haven't updated it. This is just naughty because technically it doesn't matter what the website is. It's where you're born. It's how you
the
line
queen
up.
The queen has spotty internet, okay?
They've got to update your internet at that palace.
Rob Schurter, here's what we do. We call Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage knows how to break into places like this. He breaks into the palace, gets Lilibet's name
Do you think they use WordPress? Whatever they're using, pop on today. She's number
They need to
eight.
Update their Word document.
Yeah, just slap her in there, darling. So naughtiest the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob.
Rob.
It's sponsored this segment by my new book, The Forward Answer. Garrett, guess what I do this afternoon? So today,
what do you do this afternoon?
I go to a recording studio in Midtown to start recording the audio version.
That's what. Give me two of them.
Book.
Give me two of them, Rob Schurter.
I will listen
to you.
Not every book gets an audio version. So I'm very flattered that the publisher said, we definitely want to do an audio version. Thank you very much. And a lot of people do listen to like books on tape, so it will help sales. And so they want to do an audio version, but I had to audition to be the voice of my book. It's my book.
I would love to see your voice. Like, let's just say, like, that you didn't get cast as yourself. Like, I would love to see who they cast.
It would be like a 50-year-old woman from, like, the East Side, I think. I don't know who they picked.
They would overcast. Oh. Like, I think they would, like, do the stereotypical, like, oh, he's from British. Let's find someone, like a New Yorker who does, like, a fake British accent.
Like Stewie from The Family Guy or something like that. Yeah. So exaggerated.
Hello, I'm Rob Schurter. You know, like one of those. Like, so I'm glad they went.
Like, well, I had to audition for it. So I auditioned for it, and then I got the thing, and now I'm like, oh no, I'm happy to do it. I'm never going to put down such
a lot of water. A lot of water. You're going to get.
You're
going to get cotton mouth. And where it's going.
So I start recording the book. I'll let you know how it goes tomorrow. Hey, a moment of Rob. So over the years, working with some of the most successful people in the world, I really have. I've seen firsthand that it's not talent they all have in common. No, what they share is the ability to silence that nasty little voice we all have in our head telling us we're not good enough. That's what successful people have. Not necessarily more talent than you or I. They're very good at what they do. I'm not putting them down. But what they really have is they can turn off that nasty little voice. Garrett, can you turn it off?
No, it's yes and no. It's like a roller coaster. And I think a lot of people battle that too, where it's like some days it's like, I can take on the world, and others are like, I need to go back into my shell.
Right,
and,
I'm not good enough. I'm so stupid. How dare I do this?
Exactly.
I'm such a phony. I'm such a fraud. We all have that voice. Really successful people maybe can't turn it off, but they can turn down the volume. In my new book, I'm going to teach you how to do that. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review, and all together now, remember, if you're going to be naughty,
if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody.
Buy us a boat.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.